Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More on a special edition of Friday Night Lights. As you can tell, I have an awful sore throat, but not because I'm sick, but because I was yelling so much this week in Vegas for all my friends, as well as myself, who were there competing, and it just hasn't gotten any better. But we're going to do a special treat for you. I've got Jim Elzer calling in, world champion of barbecue, who actually took the category and then found his way to the final table. And how exciting and happy it was for everybody that was there, both from Florida and barbecue friends from all over the nation that were there to watch Jim and barbecue actually pull it up as high as we could possibly pull it this year. And, you know, there will be a world overall champion in barbecue. So while we're waiting for Jim to call in, and Daryl is actually helping us because I get home and haven't been able to be on the internet for a whole week while I was gone, basically, because my phone sucks at that. But I'm home to no internet, and they still haven't been out here to fix it. So while I've got a chance, I'm going to thank my sponsors who normally are with me every Tuesday, and this week, because of the timing of the awards and my phone finally going dead from taking too many pictures and videos of Jim and everybody. So I want to thank all my sponsors, one being Sweet Smoke Q, Jim Elzer, who we're going to have on, Mac Daddy Smokers out of the Jacksonville area, Rec-Tec Pellet Cookers, cookinpellets.com, Royal Oak Charcoal, Pirate 50, Custom Artwork and Trophies, huntspoint.com, and Everglades Seasoning. So if you're looking for some products, you can be sure to see any of those boys. You can check out the information on both my Facebook page as well as barngoddessbbq.com, and you can find out how to contact them or give me a call. My number's all over the internet. You're welcome to call me if you're looking to speak with one of my sponsors and you haven't been able to find out a way to get a hold of them. Give me a call. So we're looking for Jim any second. I feel like I should be doing a drum roll because my luck, he's probably, and I'll just say in advance, he's at a contest in Jacksonville because he's a glutton for punishment, and I'll be there tomorrow to actually judge the contest because I knew coming home on Wednesday that there was no way I was going to pack everything up and be ready for a Friday visit to Jacksonville, so dig him and the boys that are over there doing their thing. So, Daryl, I know you're probably there. Do we have Jim yet on the line? Nobody's answering me. Okay, so we're waiting for Jim, and Daryl's going to put him in. Tuesday I'll be back with a regular show that starts at 7 o'clock, Barn Goddess Barbecue and More. Daryl was generous enough to let me take over his show tonight because really wanted to get a chance to have Jim on the show. And so we're just waiting for Daryl to put him in, and he'll just have to cut me off. If you did not get a chance to be in Vegas and follow some of the posts, okay, a lot of posts on the internet, on Facebook, regarding the World Food Championship. If you get a chance, even though it costs, it really does cost quite a bit of money. There's a huge investment on the competitors' part, but I gotta say, it's worth it. And while I'm waiting for Jim to come in, you know, and I'm gonna talk about this on Tuesday because I'm gonna have Steve Smith and Lene Oxley on, and you know, this. We talk about it all the time, but this is what barbecue family is about. I qualified in two categories, and you can only head cook one category. Well, I think anybody that knows me at a contest, you know that if you're there, you need to be cooking. So I called Steve Smith with Blazing Sevens out of the Inverness area, which is about a half hour from where I live, and said, hey, man, you know, I qualified in two categories. I know you were going to go out there, but the first round of chili and my cheese category are almost at the same time. There was like an hour of overlap, or that it didn't overlap. And Steve was like, I'm there. And that, and hauling people's stuff out and loaning people's stuff and loaning things out for people is really what it's all about. So Steve flew out to Vegas, and Lene Oxy from Sugar's Barbecue, she came out from Portland, Oregon to help out. And Daryl, are you there yet? Because I don't want to cut into any time with Jim. I'm going to go back and call Daryl and go let Jim on the line. So, Jim, if you can hear me, hang on, because Daryl was going to go right there and put you on the phone. And I know if you're calling in, you can hear me. So let me just call Daryl back and say, hey, do it. I had called him right beforehand, but, you know, people might have been in a different spot of their house, and it takes a few minutes to get there. So I'm dialing in to Daryl. And, hey, are you going to be able to get Jim? No, I'm not there. I don't get there till tomorrow. I'm judging. Okay. I'm on air, right? We are live with Daryl Mass. If he hasn't called in, I'll call him. Okay. So if you're watching the switchboard, I'll call Jim right now. Or wait, can you call? Okay, let me call Jim. Make sure he's calling in. I'll be right there. Okay, so we're going to call Jim, and Daryl is standing by patiently as we do that. So let's get Jim here. And I would have given him the number, but I just can't give the world-famous Jim Elzer number out. So let's just see where if. And I got to say, I know that he's super swamped. Hey, are you going to call in? Oh, 347? I can't call. No. Oh, crap. Folks, I'm a failure. Okay, can I give you the number? I'm sorry, Jim. I failed you, man. 202? 0263. I'm a bonehead. Yep, and Daryl is actually on the switchboard waiting on you. Okay, bye. Okay, so Jim's calling in, and I confess I'm the bonehead that caused him not to come in. He just said, I'm waiting on the number. This is what happens when you've been gone for a week, and as I was in Vegas, I said to Steve and Lene that I have not been away from my home for a full week since I moved to Den Allen. So it's a little weird to come back and try and get caught up when you're not used to being able to be away. So I'm sure Jim's calling in right now. And then he just cut me down in time. I don't know if you guys could hear him, but he said, no, we only got 45 minutes. But I know that he's definitely swamped. And literally his phone was burning up the other day at the Vegas contest. So let's just give him a few seconds. And Daryl, just let me know when you got Jim on the line here. I'm guessing Jim should be there any minute. Come on, this is like drum roll time. So big contest tomorrow, or starting tonight for the boys at Flamingo Lake RV Park in Jacksonville. And it was a great second-year contest. It was a great contest. And the cool thing about it is the boys who won the Mac Daddy Challenge, Carter Q, will be there with their new pit cooking their first pro barbecue contest. So I'm looking forward to running by and saying hi to them before the judges' meeting. Jim, are you there yet? I know if he can't call in, he will be calling my cell phone. And I really blew this, didn't I? I'm very sorry, folks, because to be able to have Jim on right away after this competition is really exciting for me, because I know everything has been super busy for him. Okay, so are you there, Jim? We don't have an answer yet, so something's wrong that he's not attached. And if I I'm going to go ahead and text him just in case he didn't get the number. Oh, look at that. He even went, what's the number? He's so efficient. There he is. Are you there, Jim?
I'm here.
You know what? I really apologize. As you could tell, it was busy for me, but no busier than it was for you today. How are you?
Honestly, I don't even know. I don't know where I'm at, what I'm doing, what's going on. No, but I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
I know you are. And what were you really thinking to do Vegas and come back and do a contest immediately?
Because this is what I do. I like to compete. I like to hang, you know. Now I'm back to normal, you know, barbecue situation, you know, here. You know, I'm cooking by myself this weekend. I'm good. It's just glad to be back to kind of normal. And not like, you know, we had a blast in Vegas out there 3+ weeks. You know, it's all good. But it's glad to be back in on the Sunshine State, other than it's cold.
I know. What the hell is that? We go to the – now, listen, this is something for everybody else to understand. We recently were in Hobbs, New Mexico, in the heart of the desert. We get there, it's 42 degrees and rains 9 inches over the entire time we're there. Now
yeah,
we go
and
to
they
Vegas.
Never have rain forever and then until we get there.
Yeah, and now we go to Vegas, and it was freezing, flipping cold, wasn't it?
No, Vegas. Well, what, in Florida or Vegas?
No, Vegas.
No, I thought Vegas. Vegas was, well, I was out there 3 weeks, and we went to, the first contest we went out there was in Laughlin, Nevada, and it was like 90 degrees when we were there. It was nice. And it really didn't get cold until, you know, this last 5 days. And it really wasn't that cold other than, you know, at night it was cold, but that's the desert. But it was kind of unseasonably warm from out there, so.
Oh, I thought it was beautiful during the day, actually, but at night I was just cold. So let's go back for the whole thing, because most people don't realize that with your day job, being an engineer, you get an opportunity to also go to the Nevada area, and you kind of utilize it around the Laughlin contest. So
my company has a facility out in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and we make some product out there that's moisture sensitive. You know, we some powdered cleaners where we can't really make them in Florida, but it's we only can make them at a certain time of the year. So we've got a facility out there, and we can make them out there all year round because of the low humidity.
Sure.
I was approached by, you know, some of my the company saying, you know, we wanted you to go out there in October, and I'm like, I'm busy, I can't really do it in October. How about let's think about November, because I knew I was going to be out there for November. It's like, oh, that'll be great. So they I went out there the last week in October and worked out there for half the week, and then we went to Laughlin, and after Laughlin come back, and then I worked out there for the whole week after Laughlin, and then up until, well, a week and a half, and then we headed downtown for the World Food Championship. So it all worked out. You know, they were happy that, you know, I could help them out there, and you know, they were kind of kind enough to pay for my flight out there and back. So I took the advantage, and it all worked out.
Yeah, it absolutely worked out. Now, so you get into the, you know, obviously being team of the year for Florida, you qualified several times with golden tickets, and you went out. Take us
well, no,
through how.
I think I really, honestly, I think I only qualified one time, because Matt Barber hadn't qualified for the team of the year since the change. So he qualified for the team of the year, and then I had to qualify through a contest, and I got that qualifier through back in April in Thomaston, Georgia.
Okay. I'm actually kind of shocked if that's the only one you got. But so why don't you walk us through what happens there, because a lot of people really don't understand how the World Food Championships work.
Well, you know, the world, it's like, you know, there's this year there was 9 categories. I'm not going to name them all. There's like barbecue, bacon, chili, dessert, seafood,
but, you know, all those.
So you have to qualify, you know, there's only a handful, even if that, throughout the country, you know, there's not very many qualifying events for the world, whether it's barbecue or chili or whatever. And you know that, and you've been through that. And we were lucky enough to win the Thomas in Georgia. We were there last year. I forget what contest we won. I think we won the Venice one to get out there last year.
Right.
And it's not an easy feat to get out there. And, you know, they just don't take anybody call up and say, hey, I've been doing really well. Can I get in? They take the best of the best. They want, you know, this is for, you know, the World Food Championship.
And they cut it down this year because last year I think they told me that there were actually 73 teams last year, and this year they cut it down to only 50 being eligible to be in.
Yeah, and they cut it down, which, you know, it makes it for, you know, the best of the best, which, you know, I think for, you know, if they're, you know, this is the world, you want the best teams out there. Not saying that, you know, I'm the best in the world or whoever, but, you know, you're getting the cream of the crop out there, which that's, you know, I think that's what needs to happen, that they want the best team or the best competitors out there, you know, to make it, you know, the World Food Championship. You know, there was,
right.
What I was told there's 400 competitors, you know, with all 9 categories, 400 competitors representing 43 states and 8 countries.
Right.
You know, so we were lucky enough to grab one of those spots.
Yeah, so you guys came in, and basically your cook started on Thursday also, didn't it?
Yes, on Thursday we rolled in on Wednesday, set up, and it was, you know, it was a lot different than last year. You know, I think, you know, the world, you know, the people involved in this, you know, Mike McClellan, and, you know, those, their group is, they're, it's better every year. I didn't qualify for the first year out there, but I qualified last year. And we were kind of like spread out all different ways, and, you know, especially the barbecue, you know, we were down Fremont Street and then other different lots. But this year we were right behind the D Hotel, all in one spot. So it was like,
you were spread out last year?
Yes. Last year we were down through Fremont Street and a couple other lots, and it just kind of, we weren't secured, you know, not saying anything bad about downtown Las Vegas, but there's some homeless people, you know, that, it's not real secure when you leave your stuff because,
right,
you know, people are, so I guess talking with my brother, you know, he lives out there, and they have had a contest out there in September. So I guess right behind the D Hotel, they have a parking lot with a permanent stage out there. So all us barbecue competitors were in that area. So this year it felt like a true barbecue contest, where last year it was cool being on Fremont Street with all the people, but when you went, you know, when you get down to business and you get all these people wanting, you know, free handouts and stuff, and, you know, it just kind of, it was a lot better this year. We were all in the same thing. It was same area. It felt like a true barbecue contest.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize that because Chili was just outside of you guys, and
right,
you know, I kept joking with the hierarchy that the Chili and barbecue, that they were treating us like stepchildren, and, you know, I actually said, I wonder if it's set up that there's just no way the barbecue or Chili people could ever win, you know, because I knew you were in the bag, buddy. But I thought, you know, they kind of had us out there, and I saw the barbecue
as a
regular contest.
Right, and I agree with you. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not knocking on the, you know, anybody at the World Food Champion. I'm not knocking on it, but, you know, especially barbecue. You know, you being a barbecue person, you know, We have to bring out, we can't come in there and cook in, I don't know what they call it, Kitchen Stadium or whatever, in that area, that where we
right.
cook in the final table, where they already have stoves and grills, those guys just brought their ingredients. We have to bring our whole setup.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like, you know, we're on the outside, you know, looking in, and, you know, it just, but like I said, this year was all, I felt a little bit more like we were a little bit more accepted. And like I said, nothing, you know, knocking on the World Food Championship, you know, that's, you know, with, that's how we do roll in barbecue and probably chili too.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, and it was funny because even Leon said today, and I'm kind of jumping to the final table, but, you know, for somebody who does not, has never been to a barbecue contest, only listens to me talk about it, he goes, wait a minute. He goes, Jim was in that? He goes, but he cooked barbecue, right? And I went, yeah. And he goes, so he's cooking for hours, right? And he goes, those other guys waltz in and cook for 15 minutes?
What's that? Sorry.
Is that
crazy. It's crazy here. I mean, I can't go anywhere. Like,
I know you can't, and it's not going to get any better soon. So, no, I was saying that even Leon said, well, if Jim did barbecue, he had to cook for hours. Those other guys show up and cook for 15 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on what they were cooking.
Yeah. And that shows you, you know, we showed up in the final table. We had to move our trailer that after we got the we won the first place in the barbecue, so we had to move from that back lot to, you know, right outside Fremont Street, and they were tearing that down, that whole area, and resetting it up, and if we didn't get in there till like 10 o'clock on Monday, I think, well, let's see, Monday night. So if we wanted to cook brisket or long meat, they said, you know, we can start cooking whatever. But we didn't have our trailer in there until 10 o'clock, so we really couldn't cook any brisket or
right.
pork meat. I mean, we probably could have, but we weren't set up. We would have to move the stuff. So it was, and then Tuesday morning, we're out there, you know, bright and early at 6:30, and we didn't see any other competitor until... You know, and we already had our stuff done, you know, or, I mean, gone. But, you know, that's what they told us. We could, you know, they understood, you know, barbecue was a, you know, low and slow process. But, you know, when we're out there, you know, working our ass off for, you know, hours, and they just show up to, you know, to do their category, which I'm not taking anything, you know, against them. But, you know, barbecue takes, you know, some time.
Yeah, and no matter what you would have cooked, even if you went with a smoked chicken, I know you probably did it a little hot and fast, but if you had gone with, like, smoked chicken, you weren't going to come in there and do it in an hour. So, you know, it is what you do. So
yeah, and what we decided on our category for the final table, and we talked, you know, we talked lengthy you know, we just figured, what is American barbecue? And the whole consensus was chicken and ribs.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to cook ribs because my ribs have been doing very well. And we talked about pork, but we really wanted to do like a pork sandwich or slider, you know, kicked up a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
we were advised not to do that because of the sandwich category. They didn't say we couldn't do it, but the guys involved with, you know, the World Food Championship, they kind of said, you know, you need to represent barbecue, not kind of, they didn't want us to do like a sandwich because they said, they were real helpful. They said, you might get hammered because it's a sandwich. So we just decided to do our ribs and chicken, you know, what we do in a competition. We didn't change anything up. We didn't change any flavors or how we did it. We just strictly did our competition ribs and chicken.
Yeah, your ribs were great. I didn't taste the chicken, but the ribs were great. Now, let me ask you something. Did you have to turn in a recipe card, much like we did on the other categories?
I think we did.
For final table?
Honestly, I think we did. I think Janet Hillis was taking care of that. You know, it was just so involved with, you know, TV and that kind of stuff. It's kind of a blur because... You know me, and a lot of people know me. I'm normally cooking solo. And
yeah, you were a little traumatized there for a while.
Yeah, and I'm not that kind of, you know, I'm kind of like the person, I don't like to take control, but it was hard for me to let just, you know, everybody do their thing, because I couldn't do it, because, you know, we had TV there, we had to do different things, like, oh, pull your chicken, we put our chicken off. Well, pull your chicken back off, let's see it go back on there. So that kind of stuff. So, but I had a great group of people with me, you know, my family, Dana Hillis and Janet, and just, you know, a lot of good people that they just stepped in when they needed to. I didn't have to do all, you know, I felt like I didn't do what I'm normally doing, you know, where I'm doing all the work.
Well, you were so funny there as the plates were coming together, because you came over and because I was trying to take pictures and tell people to clean up certain plates while, and Diva's yelling at people, and you're like, I don't even know why I'm here.
Is that what I said?
You,
it's all
you were
a blur.
Like, you were like you were getting married and we're never going to remember the day.
But you know what? I trusted all those people that was in that area. I did. I 100%, you know, hats off to, you know, my son Garrett, you know, from when we started the first thing in the morning, I did not have time. I was the only one that touched the pineapple mango slaw. I was the one that made that. But everybody, Garrett, just he trimmed the chicken. You know, Garrett's been cooking with me for 5 years, and he knows my program. And the only thing I did was chicken. I seasoned it. I rolled it up, you know, and he trimmed it and did a wonderful job. And, you know, honestly, when that chicken was done, when he pulled it off the grill and he knew what temperature it pulled off, he pulled me a piece off, I cut into it, it was money. And I was,
yeah.
I'm like, wow. And then Jeff, my brother, he was, you know, we actually cooked spare ribs and baby back. I thought we were going to turn in baby back just because of, you know, everybody liked baby back. But when I tasted the first baby back, it was money. But the second one, I got a lot of, it was like a little fatty.
Yeah.
And then when those spare ribs were done, they were money. I'm like, we're turning those, because I would have turned them in anywhere in the country or the world. They were that good. Now,
they were
very
good.
I don't know if you had both, but those, all 8 racks, and honestly, I've never, ever cooked 8 perfectly good racks of spare ribs. Never. And they were all perfect.
So are you going to share with us what you actually cooked? What type? Were they chairmen?
No, we had our buddies out there, Rolling Smoke Barbecue, a restaurant out there. I'm not going to say what brand we cooked, because
that's
I've been
okay.
cooking those brands, and we got to go to their restaurant and pick out. They order them special. They brought actually 3 cases that morning, that Tuesday morning, and we picked through them. And
wow.
those guys are amazing. They were, you know, willing to do anything for us. And we actually, you know, for Laughlin contest, you know, when we, the barbecue contest to get us to the final table, you know, we cooked 3 different sets of rib, and we cooked the same ones. And I tell you what, they're money, and they were just spot on.
Well, they were, and I got to say, if a restaurant was serving the ribs that I saw you pull off, then they're spending some money to produce really, really good ribs, because they were beautiful. They were beautiful.
Yeah.
And they all looked
very,
very similar.
And I don't know if Rolling Smoke, you know, they actually have a local, I don't know, butcher, but a local purveyor that they get, you know, a local purveyor that they get some of their stuff from. And that's where we got those from. You know, they brought them in for us. We requested, you know, what I've been normally cooking here in Florida. And even before we went out there, so we requested them, and they got those in for us. And I tell you what, I think there was a picture on Facebook with Danielle Masia, BBQ. You know, she said, you know, she posted on Facebook, and the response I got is like, where did you get those ribs at?
Yeah.
You know, what kind are those? And
they
were
heavy. They were beautiful.
Yeah. And that's what my rib success, if I like a meaty rib.
Yep.
And not fatty, but not too thick, but just a good thick, evenly thickness.
Yep.
From one end to the other.
Well, you definitely had that. So let's talk about your plating. I think it's on Facebook. It was beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about your judging experience, other than you had to take care of business before you got on stage.
Honestly, out of the whole experience of the final table the whole day, if I could change one thing, I should have just stayed up there. I got up there. They said they were running late, you know. We had a time of, I think it was a 10-minute turn-in window. We knew that beforehand. It was previously drawn. So we were like turning in seventh out of the ninth. So our turn-in was like 7:50. And they come, you know, someone from the World Food Championship came and said, okay, we're running a little late if you need more time. And if anybody knows me or cooked with me or seen me, I go to the last minute on everything. I don't like to pull things out of the smoker. And Dana Hill says, you know, man, you push it to the end, even from, you know, when you cooked with me on the top 10. I'm like, yeah, that's how I am. That's how I roll. I don't want things to sit around. I want to pull it from the smoker, you know, get it cut and turn it in. And that's what we did. So we had a little bit of time. It's like, okay, you got a little bit of time. So we walked up on stage. It was kind of cool. They kind of blocked off Fremont Street. They had a little aisle for us, and we walked the platters up there, and I got backstage. I'm like, all right, I'm sitting around here. I'm like, all right, I got time to go to the bathroom. Well, you know, and I had to go into one of the casinos and, you know, find a bathroom, and I thought I had plenty of time and then I get back, and they're talking about my stuff, and I'm backstage, and they wouldn't let me go out. So they kind of held me back there a little bit, and Melissa Cookston said, well, Mike McClellan, he said, well, Melissa, since Jim is, I think he said he was nervous or, you know, I don't know what he said. Why don't you explain what the dish is? Cause that's what, I guess that was my job to explain. But she explained it. She said it looks like a competition entry with some chicken and some ribs. Now we're going to look through. What we're going to look for is through bite through skin on the chicken and, you know, some tender ribs. And that's when I came back out there. And then, you know, they got me out on stage, and I said, and I don't know, something was said about, hey, it was nice for you to show up. I'm like, yeah, I had to take care of some business. This is a drinking sport.
I know.
Place went crazy.
I was telling Leon, you said that. He goes, he said that on stage. I go, yes, and I'm sure it'll make TV because that was.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and I wasn't even there. I mean, at that point, it is what it is. I'm not nervous. I'm just gonna be me, and that's me.
And
you know, I'm not real obnoxious or whatever, but that's me, and I'm going to tell you how it is. And I'm like, yeah, this is a drinking sport. And then I wasn't up there for all the judging, but I think Mike McClellan was, you know, the announcer, you know, the guy that's doing this. He said, somebody save me at least a rib. And I go up there, and he was chewing on a rib. And, you know, we get out there, and Melissa's, you know, saying that, you know, she was giving me good vibes, and some other people were, you know, saying this was some good stuff. So what I found out later on, that they were, the panel was only supposed to ask two questions, you know, only two people because of, you know, TV time or whatever. They were only supposed to ask two questions. And I was up there for, I think, 10 minutes.
At least.
Where other competitors were up there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to be like the Jim Elzer show then, because
and they were trying to push me away, not push me away, but I would start to go off stage, and that's where Louis Anderson, the comedian, he was on the end. He's like, hey Jim, come here, I want to take a selfie of you. And we were taking a selfie. He says, Jim, that chicken and that mango pineapple slaw is killer. That could be a good salad. And then I was asked by I think Simon asked something about
the pepper.
Black pepper. Did you finish with black pepper? And Mike McClellan said, this is a yes or no question because they're trying to hurry this up.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I didn't finish off, but it does have some chipotle. Well, I get some, you know, some black pepper. So I'm thinking he got some pepper flakes from, you know, there's not a lot of pepper in my rub or my sauce, but there is some. He must have got a couple flakes on his tongue, and then Robin Leach. He's like,
he wanted to know where you bought your clothes.
Huh?
He wanted to know where you shopped for clothes.
Oh, did he? I don't remember that.
Don't you? I was cracking up.
I don't know, but I remember he said, when I go to a barbecue, the sauce falls off the ribs and chicken.
Oh yeah.
What do you do to keep that from happening? So this is a time where I'm taking a cell, or Louis Anderson is taking a selfie with me. So I'm kind of hearing while I'm talking to him, the things are rolling off through my mind of what I'm going to say, because you know it's like you're up there on a firing squad. And the first thing I'm like, all right, I'm going to tell him that I don't want to mask the. Cause I think I misunderstood him because going through my mind, I thought,
no,
I don't want to over.
It perfectly.
What's that?
You answered it perfectly.
I did. And then my mind threw, and then he goes, I said, because I'm the world barbecue champion.
Yep.
And the place went crazy. And
yep.
Afterwards, I'm like, did that cost me $95,000?
No.
But afterwards, and then, you know, I got to, you know, a buddy of mine talked to Robin Leach after the fact and the next day, and we'll get back to that. But when, you know, then they pushed me back behind the stage because, you know, of time. And, you know, I'm back there. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good. I turned in some good stuff. So we go out there, and they bring up 9 of us out there. And I was the first. They called three people up there, and only one was going to stay. So I was one of the first ones to stay. Or to call up there, and I was blessed that, you know, I knew I was in the top three at that point. And, you know, they called the other two up there, and then, you know, I was kind of, not saying I was disappointed, I was looking at Melissa Cookston, and she said, real softly, you got this. I could read her lips. She said, you got this. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is something when she's, you know, when the queen of barbecue there is telling me this. So you know, they announced me for third overall. You know, I was kind of disappointed because, you know, it's just, you get caught up in the moment, and, you know, and the crowd was like yelling, barbecue.
I know.
You know, I think that people wanted to barbecue to win. And that was the vibe at the champions party, you know, the two nights before. You know, the judges were there. We were talking and stuff, and I said, I will provide you some good barbecue. And I think I did. I think I won at least 6 or 7 of those judges over. There's a few that probably was looking for, you know, I'm up there in my shorts and flip-flop and my hat. You know, I got 2 other guys up there with, you know, a chef jacket and stuff like that. So, I like I said, I wouldn't change a bit. You know, I watched the video again because I had a couple of people say, you know, you shouldn't have said that. But then again, like, that's, you know. And then my buddy,
here's the only thing that I thought was misunderstood by you. When Melissa asked if a butcher cut him, I think she caught you so off guard. That's the only thing that
she did.
Yeah, because, you know, basically you were caught off guard and you didn't kind of know what to say. That's the only time I felt you were tripped up. Everything else you answered, I think you answered mm-hmm. very, very well. And I think that you were definitely you on stage, and I think they enjoyed you. That's why they went on. The
yeah.
only thing I was trying to figure is where the pinup girl, if she had a barf bucket there, because I'm like, really? She's there? But Simon, with the pepper, I still could not figure that because I know your rubs, I know your sauce, and I'm not
a lot of black pepper.
No, I'm just not sure.
And that's where
sure
I said,
what
you know, I finish it off with a rub that kind of like got some chipotle, some heat, but not black pepper. And I don't know. I think he just got a piece or a couple pieces of black pepper on his tongue that caught me off guard. I'm like, no, I don't finish it off with black pepper.
Yeah, and anybody that was there, we kind of saw the plates. The only thing I can figure, it becomes that thing towards the end, and you know this, that they're looking for a reason for you not to win at that point.
Right, right,
and they're looking
right.
For everybody. But
any little things.
Right.
And honestly, I think if I went, you know, talked to Simon afterwards, and I didn't talk to Simon, I talked to a few of those judges afterwards, but I think he would say, I'd be surprised if he didn't say that was one of the best barbecues he's ate.
Oh, I would be surprised with that too.
I've heard that Simon is a barbecue, you know, he likes barbecue. I talked to Melissa afterwards, and she said that was one of the best barbecues she's ever judged. So to me, with her, you know, that meant a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I'm doing something right. And when Robin, you know, the next night, my buddy, he was out there for another different event, and Robin was a key speaker at a charity event that he was at. And Robin Leach come up to my buddy and said, hey, you were with the barbecue team. He's like, yeah, you know. And my buddy said, did Jim screw up by saying what he did about the World Barbecue Champion? He says, no, that did not affect his score. That was the best barbecue I've ever had, and I will recommend him to anybody that wants to, you know, have somebody cook barbecue. That's coming from Robin Leach.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, the crowd could see that you were doing something else because Louis was, I mean, they were shuffling you off the stage. Louis was taking a selfie with you.
Yeah, they were pushing me off, and I thought I was done. And then, you know, and that's when they were starting to ask questions. So obviously, in my mind, they liked it, because if they didn't like it, they would have shut up.
No, your answer was perfect. I loved it. And as you said that, we were all going crazy because it was, I'm the champion of the world. You know, I mean,
well,
the only
thing
that was
like, okay, you know, I didn't get here from, you know, cooking in the backyard, you know, and I'm humbled that, you know, where I've come and how, you know, where I've been and how I've come. I just, you know, you get caught up in the moment of that kind of stuff. And that's, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm arrogant or whatever, my comment there, but, you know, I didn't get there just being a, you know, just an average barbecue person, you know?
I know, and I think they definitely got that, obviously, with your plate. And again, it was a beautiful plate. You know, people think that a barbecue can't be beautiful or grilling can't be beautiful, but you guys did a great job on the plating and, you know,
I have to thank all the people that helped, that I call our barbecue family. They step in when they need to. And I didn't have to ask people to step in. They just did that, where I couldn't do it all, you know. At that point, you know, you were there. I could not physically do that all myself.
No. No, and I got to tell you, when the girl kept coming back and she's like, well, we're going to push you another 3 minutes, I said, young lady, I go, do you guys know what you're doing to these competitors? She says, well, it's being done to everybody. And I go, yeah, but they didn't cook it this long, and now you got hot food on top of cold, and you want them to stay out because it was cold. And she goes, well, we're working on it. And then right behind that, Jeff came up, because Jeff was worried about you. He was worried about, I think he really understood, and
well,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Jeff Jeff, not my brother, but the Jeff for the World Food Champ. He was in my back.
He was worried about
always.
You.
He was giving me, saying, you need to, you know, you should think about this. He was there for us. I mean, he really was.
Yeah, yeah. And he was, and I'll just say, because I kind of joked with him, I asked him if he got that hairdo from Something About Mary. And anybody that was there that's seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. But he came back twice. You know, they sent the little flunky girl, and I don't mean any disrespect, but they kept running her back there. But he came back twice, and he was concerned and knew that once you cut those ribs, things start drying out, start getting cold.
Right.
So he was concerned about that, and I appreciated that with him, because he wanted you to get up there as quick as possible.
Well,
there was no easy way.
And I know from, you know, watching TV and hearing about this, you know, this is actually my first time, you know, being in that kind of a setting with TV and, you know, and judging kind of like that. they did, and they told us beforehand, before that, it's like, we're going to do this, this different. That's why we're staging you at different times. They did a wonderful job. By time we cut the ribs till they judged, it was, I would say, 20 minutes, if that.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. Now, the good news is for the other competitors that you weren't in the middle, because you would have really held them up with as long as they kept you up there. Because it was timed.
Yeah, and like I said, I was just being me. You know, that's how I am. I'm not sugarcoating. I just wanted to be me. And said I wouldn't change anything, but other than going to the bathroom beforehand, because I thought I had time. That's
I'm like,
the only
where's
thing
he
I'd
going?
Change. Yeah, they didn't say. I'm like, all right, I've seen all these. You know, like, hell, they haven't presented yet. I got time.
That's so funny. Now, you know what else was kind of exciting, other than the fact, and, you know, I've kind of gushed all about this when I had internet yesterday for a little while. The fact is, a lot of Florida people got to stay. A lot of your friends got to stay and watch you.
There was people that changed their flight to be there.
Yeah.
It was
all about, I mean, you know, because my honey was gone. So you're coming home? And I'm like, oh, hell no. I said, Jim's on the final table. And he's like, well, you know, I thought you were going to go ahead and come home. And I'm like, no. You know, Steve and Lene, they're all looking at, we're like, we're not leaving. We knew you were taking the big check home, and we were going to get to watch you ride the check again. What the hell was that about?
Well, the first of all, I don't know. You probably didn't see the first video, but when we won the barbecue portion, Jeff, even before we won it, Jeff's like, if we win, I'm going to ride that check. I'm like, all right.
So Jeff was out there riding the check, and the TV guy's like, hey, that was awesome. Let's do it again. So I'm like, all right, let's say you ride it, and then we'll tag team, we'll high five, and we did that. And we handed it off, and yeah. So they
you weren't
they,
as good
they
as him.
They thought us Elsa boys were funny. So
well, so you do know that if somebody hasn't called you yet for a show, I'm guessing that there will be no other partner other than the brother Elder, because you know. And here's the other thing that was cool for you. I know that you were expecting everybody to come in. Your whole family was there. The people from Florida, we got to meet Mom and Jamie and Jason, and we all
yep.
know Jeff. But, I mean, it was really...
And Garrett.
Well, I was so glad that you could bring him out afterwards.
Yeah. Well, even
before
we got to the top 10, I said, you know, Garrett, you know, we win this, you know, we'll fly out here. And that's what we did. And it wasn't cheap with changing my flights two times and... his
yeah.
flight a couple times, so. But honestly, it was all worth it. And like I said, it hasn't sunk into me yet. You know, I'm back here, you know, in Jacksonville doing an FBA contest. I'm back in my element, drinking pink drinks, and there's no pressure. So it's all good.
It's all good in the barbecue hood. No, it was definitely a blast. You know, you guys did a People's Choice ribs that we didn't even talk about. How many racks of ribs did you do for that? That's
we
one
did,
of
we did, Yeah, we did 12 racks. I think we burnt two just because we were getting, you know, just because, you know, the time-wise.
Timing was awful
timing,
for some of that stuff.
We struggled, honestly, out there we struggled with ribs getting done too early, ribs not getting done. We went to Laughlin, we did a practice cook. Our ribs got done. Normally my ribs here, and I'm trying to figure this out because I've struggled with ribs getting done too soon, not done enough.
Right.
I don't know if it's the humidity, temperature, what it is.
Elevation.
What it is, but we did a practice cook. When we first went up to Laughlin, we did a practice cook. Those ribs were done in about less than 4 hours. So we backed them off, and then in Laughlin, they were done. We kind of like, all right, this is kind of a fluke. So we put them on about an hour early or a half hour early. We contradicted ourselves. We were going over a timeline, and our ribs are done an hour and 15 minutes early in Laughlin. So they kind of dried out. Where I like my ribs to be done a half hour before turn-in, where I can set the sauce,
Right.
So we did a practice cook in Vegas for the barbecue portion. They got done within 4 hours. So we backed them off. We stuck to that timeline. And for the real contest, they weren't even close to being done. We had to crank them things up to 450. And they
turned
out well.
I heard other people say that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, they say that meat cooks differently because of elevation, but then
yeah.
you had elevation and you had temperature issues. But, it's kind of interesting because barbecue and chili are the only ones that do a people's choice type deal, and it is a way for the World Foods to make up some cash because
yeah.
they charge people quite a bit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we
yeah.
have people come to us after they were to you guys the night before, and they were like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, we had the best ribs last night. You know, we've never experienced ribs like that, and we just had
yeah,
to come and do this.
Yeah, and we cooked competition ribs to the tee for people's choice. And normally when we bend, we don't do competition just because
right.
there's so much time and effort and product in it, but we decided just to do competition, and we had great reviews. I think we probably came in fourth or fifth out of, I don't know, 50 teams or whatever that was there. But the top three teams were in the entrance there. So
there's something to be said for being the first teams on any of that kind of thing. But
yeah.
I did have people that knew, they remembered your ribs. You know, because we're like, oh, we have a friend that, you know, he's one of our sponsors. And they actually remembered your ribs and said they were amazing. So,
yeah.
you know, I know you did a great job. Now, next year it'll be in Kissimmee, and you will automatically have a bid because of Team of the Year, let alone World Champion.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'll be there.
I know that we only have a few minutes left. What do you see give us a crystal ball for your future, because this absolutely is
the
a game changer,
of,
isn't
for,
it?
Well, the future of for the next year or the future of Sweet Smoke?
Sweet Smoke, you.
Oh, it's, I don't know. My phone and mess, honestly, it's just, I haven't, it's not like I've been on cloud nine, but it's just so much happening at one time, and I'm pretty blessed that I could have went, you know, I went out there and did as well as we did. And it's not saying that I have the best, honestly, this is from my heart, I'm not saying I have the best barbecue in the world, but I produced some good stuff. You know, I was lucky to hit the right tables.
And on this day, you did have the best.
And on
food.
This day, anybody could have did it. You know, there was 50 top teams in the world out there. You know, we did, everything just hit where it needed to be. And it honestly hasn't sunk in, and, you know, we've gotten, you know, people like, where's your restaurant? Where's this and this? And so it's like, I'm here at this contest to, you know, hang out with, you know, my peeps here, you know, we're having a good time. And a lot of people's like, why are you here?
I know.
This is what I do. This is what I do. If I'm sitting at home, I'm going to be wondering how I could have done there. But back to your question, we're Sweet Smoke. We're I'm trying to get my rub out. You know, I have two rubs ready to go. I'm going to get at least one out in the next week or two. I ordered a lot of product for my, you know, from Hot Wachula, you know, who manufactured my stuff, just because it's going crazy.
I'm sure,
you know,
it
the
is.
TV and, you know, the media, it's overwhelming. I mean, it's honestly overwhelming.
Well,
so I don't
you deserve
know. I mean,
it.
I don't know.
You're one of the hardest working guys. I know that there's a couple of people that will be calling you from phone calls I had today with newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be making contact with you for features. But, you know, you're a hardworking guy. You love the sport. You're a great ambassador. And here's the good news, Jim. Next month we're running for directors, so that could add one more.
Oh, and I've had a couple of people talk to me about that today. You know, what, you know, he's like, I had a guy, a gentleman today come up, was like, you know, he said, it seems like you're so busy. How can you put, you know, effort in the board of directors? I told him straight up, Mike, whatever I do, if people know me, whatever I do, I put 110%, if not more, into what I do. So I'm not going to do something that's half-assed. That's not me.
Yeah. You know the importance of it, and that's why you're there. It'll be one more thing to add in, and hopefully you and I will be there to do some of the things we've talked about. But, again, you know, congratulations. And
thanks.
To recap, we have the world champion barbecue guy here from the World Food Championship and third overall. And that's what people probably can't get their heads around yet. But as the media picks it up, we're going to talk about it on Tuesday because it's so much bigger than people realize because you really did have to beat out basically 400 people in 9 categories to be the third high person on the stage. And so it's a tremendous accomplishment, and we're so happy and proud for you.
Well, thank you. You know, everybody's just, you know, just so many kind comments and phone calls and texts, and even here today at the cook's meeting, they recognize me. It's just, you know, just a lot. You know, this barbecue family, you know, even this food family, not just barbecue, it's just, you know, I've met so many people, and I've got, you know, messages from people that I've cooked against with, you know, in the top 9, that, hey, we need to keep in contact because,
right.
you know, we had a good time, and it's just the food world. I think if you know, this world was ran by food, it would be a lot better place.
Well, now you know how come I am so into what I'm doing on the side from barbecue, because there are so many really great people, and I'm glad you got to see part of that too. But, again, you represented Florida tremendously and the world of barbecue, even if you had to pee right when they were calling you to the stage. No, I mean,
them
you know what, Jim?
Damn pink drinks.
Yeah, you know what, Jim? And quite frankly, that's all part of the story. I mean, it's great. But you know what? It really was
great
to
meet your
family.
It makes for good TV, I guess.
It will make for great TV. And it was really good to meet your family. Your mom, I know, was very, very proud. I'm so glad she changed her flight and stayed because she was leaving. I'm like, oh, my God, you can't leave.
No, she wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah,
the only thing was with her, for her work, you know, where she works, it was hard, but they – she wouldn't miss it for the world. She had a smile on from day one till she
left. Yeah. She was having a good time. Well, listen, I swore to you that we would get you out of here by 8:00. I will see you tomorrow as I get to be a judge and eat some great barbecue tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to it. And I know you've got still a ton of stuff to do. Anything you want to leave us with? Because I know after you wrap something around, I'm sure there's going to be a sweet smoke cue deal, but maybe not.
Yeah,
tonight.
There is. You know, like we've talked about before, I'm working on this
contest in a can.
It's just I wanted to get it out soon, but if you know we're gonna do that. We got a lot of things in the works. Just you know keep eyes on the Facebook page. Sweet Smoke Q Facebook page, my website, sweetsmoke2.com. If anybody's got questions on my product, you know, send me an email. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me. All my information is on the website. So, you know, we're here to help people out.
All right. Well, you did a great job. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And, you know, let the smoke roll, okay?
We'll try. Thanks, Lori.
Okay. Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys, that is the World Barbecue Champion, third place in the World Food Championship overall, Jim Elzer, Sweet Smoke, the letter Q.com. You know, he's got a couple of cooking classes that will be coming up. You can watch for him on his website or on Facebook. And we will always keep you posted with him because he's a sponsor and he's done a great job, and we are really happy to be on Team Sweet Smoke Q. And again, I want to thank my sponsor, Sweet Smoke Q, Mac Daddy Smoker, Rectech Pellet Cookers, CookinPellets.com, Royal Oak Charcoal, Pirate 50 Custom Artwork and Trophies, HuntsPoint.com, and Everglades Seasoning. And of course, Barbecue Superstars, I appreciate the fact that Daryl has run the switchboard for me tonight because I'm like in the 17th century with no internet for 2 days. I'll be at Jacksonville tomorrow. be back with you on Tuesday, and we can catch up with, it'll be all things Vegas. Going to have Steve and Lene on for sure, and a couple of other people will probably be joining in. Again, thanks a lot from Bar and Goddess Barbecue and more. I will see you on Tuesday. Remember, it's all good in the barbecue hood. Safe travels to everyone out there. Take care.
Introduce you to has not only channeled spirits of Hank Williams and Willie Nelson, this is a man that is loved by all. We have heard him play many a night at this contest. He has played all over the United States. So without further ado, the one, the only, Dorothy O'Dell.
I done it!
Woo!
I got words, damn it. Polk County.
Woo!
Polk County.
My brother JW.
Oh, yeah.
Here goes.
JW. Woman, if you're in the audience, watch JW. He'll steal your husband right away from you. He'll do it. He can weld on the space shuttle, but he'll steal your husband straight away. Next song out, my ex-wife and JW. I wish her nothing but the worst in life and love. And this song is I'd like to shoot you in the butt with a BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I've done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the butt with a BB gun. All right, friends, this is where it gets real passionate. This is the part I like to send out to my ex-wife. Woo! I'd love to rub your toothbrush on a sick monkey's butt. Give your home phone number to some perverted nut. Tell everybody what you really weigh. And just for fun, I'd like to shoot you in the butt with a BB gun. I'd like to shoot you in the butt with a BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass, laugh at what I've done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the butt with a BB gun. Woo! This song was written by the great Roger Allen Wade out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Roger wrote me and said, you sing a hell out of that song if you sing it. If you get on stage. I'd love to kick your poodle. I'd love to sling your cat. Bust your Yanni CDs with a baseball bat. Send your fat mouth mama sailing like the flying nun. I'd like to pop Sally Field right square in the butt with a Red Ryder BB gun. Kiss my grit! Woo!
I got this!
I'm from Polk County, France.
If you get to Louisiana, won't you tell her to look for me? Well, she's short, can't cuff, can't her body sits a bull hop free. Well, I'm going down to Houston, I'm playing Louisiana, Lord, I know, wish you're with them. Wishing's all I can. Get to Louisiana, won't you tell her to look for me? Out yonder look like they're gonna cry, and I hope you know to let her know just how I feel inside. If you get to Louisiana, won't you fill her a load for me? 80 miles and miles, honky tonkin's all I can see. If you stay out in the country, please save your memory. Hey, I'm stuck here in the city, not lonesome as I can be.
That's passionate.
Outside the wind blowing, looks like you're gonna pour, and I'm sitting in the kitchen while my teardrops hit the floor. Get to Louisiana, won't you? Tell her love for me.
Next song I'd like to sing for y'all is a song about my barbecue team, Unknown Barbecue, unknownbarbecue.com.
Yay!
On Facebook, Team Unknown Competition BBQ. This is called Barbecue Blues by way of Double Wide Blues by the great Todd Snyder, and I'd like to sing it for y'all tonight.
Make it passionate.
And I'm going to try to make it passionate for y'all. Would you, if y'all would look stage right, I think that's what it is. Look at that gaffy stick that man's got. Shake that gaffy stick, Dick. That's right. Chart topping gaffy stick. Broke down old blue jeans with a barbecue stain. Trying to light the smoker in the pouring rain. We've been on the barbecue circuit since 09. Of course, we've been drunk most of that time. Ever since then, well, we done all right. We'll win some trophies. We fight most nights. The breakers tripped again. We're running on fumes. Barbecue blues. Barbecue blues. I got them blues. I got them barbecue blues. Yo, Lamb! We just lost power. There's mud on the ground. Funny how most of my teammates, they ain't around. They're probably sleeping or passed out in somebody's car, trying to find their way to the local booby bar. Well, you know they left me alone all last night. I looked for J.W. and Leroy's truck, but just saw a taillight. The stoker's busted. We're gonna lose. Barbecue blues. Barbecue blues. I got them blues. I got them barbecue blues. Well, the rooster crows and the sun burns my eyes. It's Saturday morning. Last night's campfire dies. The pork's still cooking. The brisket's on its way. Papa Clark cracks a beer. He's covered in bug spray. The food's all ready now, and it's time for turn-in. J.W. and Leroy show back up from the booby bar with a crap-eating grin. Lee dropped a turning box, we're screwed. Barbecue blues. Barbecue blues. I got them blues. I got them team unknown. Made up on a flying barbecue trailer. 2014 Central Florida Oviedo. Barbecue blowout. I got worms. Raise hell. Woo!
Dorothy O'Dell.
No worms. Big old worms.
That's right. Thank y'all. It means a lot. It's spoiled rotten. Every damn day. All right. This next song by the great Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, I'd like to send out to y'all. It's a bit of a love song. Todd Baum, he's a lover. He's sang this song many a night to a lady friend or two. Well, I thought I'd seen pretty girls in my time. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you. Alright. I could never play that damn thing. Woo! Alright. Next, friends, I'm gonna sing a cornmeal commercial. Ain't nothing better than a good old cornmeal commercial.
That's right. Go!
Now you bake lights.
Ah-ha!
With Martha White. Yes, ma'am! Good mystery, this is light of Martha White. Hold a pie, this biscuit cake and pie. She's Martha White, self-rising flyer. Full of old purpose flyer. Martha White, self-rising flyer. Got hot rye. Now you bake lights. Marthy White, yes, ma'am. Goodness gracious, good line of Marthy White. For to buy this cornbread you can bake. Use Martha White self-rising meal. One old purpose meal. Martha White self-rising meal. Goodness sake. Song I want to send out to the Swinos. I want to sing this song in as a fourth place award for winning fourth place in the Imperial Polk County intramural. How do you say that? Intramural barbecue competition. They won fourth place. Fourth place. They won a song from me to them. They're not here, but it's on tape, and they suck. Well, I would walk across Kansas into New York, man, I'd climb a Colorado mountain, and fall. Run to Arizona like a flatland lizard if I thought it'd be any good at all. I'd swim Lake Erie with my hands tied behind me, eat a West Virginia coal miner's shoes. Drink a Mississippi River if it took a month of Sunday just to prove my love for you. I remember well the first time that we hung out and drank whiskey and cooked barbecue. And Griff, and it was Tracy Brunswagger, and somebody put their wiener in the baked beans. It was terrible. It was a mess. Cause things have been the same ever since. You got me thinking I could eat a 10-pin and nail and spit out a barbed wire fence. Well, there ain't a living creature gonna ever come between us. I'll fight lion, snakes, and gorillas too. If that ain't enough, I'll start all over just to prove my love for you. Do, 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 do. I'd ride my pony through the eye of a hurricane, climb out every stone of strain, jump Niagara Falls in a burning barrel, and bring you back to hoop full rain, wrestle alligators in a Yoki Pinoki, there's nothing that I wouldn't do, if you just say the word, I'll catch that great speckled bird and bring him back to you. I remember well the first time that we hung out and drank beer, and cooked barbecue, and didn't get no sleep, and got ate up by mosquitoes. And then we made a mixed drink and it tasted like bug spray. Cause things have been the same ever since. Got me thinking I could eat a 10-pitted nail and spit out a barbed wire fence. Well, there ain't a living creature gonna ever come between us. I'll fight lion, snakes, and gorillas too. If that ain't enough, I'll start all over just to prove my love for you. G, C, and D.
I got worms.
Thank y'all.
Please.
That means the world to me. I truly appreciate it. All right. Okay. This next song I'd like to play, it's a song that I wrote about Unknown Barbecue's trip out to Las Vegas the year before last. We went out to Las Vegas and cooked against 88 teams, and we got fourth place. We have no idea how we did it, but we had a damn good time. It's Civil War Steve in the house. He's probably back at camp combing his beard. But we call him Civil War Steve on account of he looks like he stepped off the battlefield of Antietam. His beard's got fleas. But he drove our barbecue trailer the whole way. We flew out. And I wrote this song for Steve, Civil War Steve. Way out in Las Vegas, some outlaw barbecue team. From way down in Florida, not part of the same. We drove 2,000 miles to cook some barbecue. And by the time we got there, our butt cheeks was black and blue. We kicked some out. We raised some hell. We drank some cold beer and whiskey, and we might get on TV and whatnot. Civil War Steve. He drove the whole damn way. Hopped up on white crosses and yellow jackets he bought from the Flying J. Somewhere in Texas, he set his beard on fire. Now he will no longer smoke cigarettes when he's too tired to drive. He kicks them out. He raised some hell. Cold beer and whiskey, and spent all of his money in booby bars. Woo! Yeah. All right, thank y'all. Yeah. Okay.
I was
gonna come do that for sure. Yeah. Okay, this next song I'm going to sing, it's a song about the feller that Civil War Steve met at the Flying J, and he bought 357 Magnums and White Crosses and Monster Energy drinks, and then he drove a truck all night long. Woo! Widow! Vietnam. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy on all your soul. I'm rolling on down that highway, Lord, I'm carrying on a heavy load. Motor mouth coming at you. Hey, westbound, what's it looking like out your back door? Come on. He's taking little white pills. He's seeing white lines. You know that log of cheese. Way behind, Lord, them 18-wheelers rolling just like 18 tons of hauling lift. I'm gonna lay that hammer down, boys, because Polk County, Florida's just 20 more miles ahead. I've been to Detroit, L.A., New York, Mississippi, Grand Canyon, Hoover, down East Texas, and Vietnam. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on a weary soul. And I'm a gearing her down, boys. Lord, I can nearly see, hey, the lights of my Polk County, Florida home. All right.
Want another one?
I got three more songs. Excuse me, three more songs. Andrew Munn in the house all the way from 8th grade. He's from England, Florida. Right there. Oh, my God, I just got flashed. I just saw a man's breath. Thank you. It means the world to me. I mean, I'm going to have to go read scripture tonight. All right. 1994, 1995, I won back-to-back worst Willie Nelson impersonation in Polk County, Florida, and I'd like to do it here for y'all tonight. 1995, 1996, I won the Green Orange Throwing Championship back-to-back, Polk County, Florida. My mom used to drag me around by my left arm because I got in trouble a lot, so my left arm's longer than my right, so I could throw the hell out of a green orange. Okay, back with the Willie Nelson.
Here we go.
Worst Willie Nelson in Polk County, Florida, 1994, 1995, back to back. Y'all are in for a treat. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song in diamonds or gold. Woo! Willie! Long star, belt buckles, and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand, I'll buy you. Woo! You'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll always be gone and they'll never stay home, even with someone they love. Woo! Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Mama,
let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll always be gone and they'll never stay home. Some will hang out and they'll never get gone, even with someone they love.
Thank you so much.
Come on now.
Okay. I'm gonna try to channel the. I got three more songs. The ninth song I'm gonna play is. I'm gonna try to channel the 96, 97. I won the worst John Anderson impersonation in Polk County, Florida, back to back.
Here we go.
My daddy was a brakeman on a highball, a traveling man. Mama, she raised four little children, and her family had a good name. And Papa and Mama wanted all for a say. On tables and at night she rubs my back. And I tell you what my papa said to my mama when he got off a highball train. Wake me up early, be good to my dog, and teach my children to pray. Like frying bacon naked, and that's how I feel when you get through with me. Loving you's like frying bacon naked, and that's how I feel when you get through with me. Don't you think I'd know? You think I'd learn? A man falls in love, a man's gonna get burned, but all I ask from you, this solemn pledge, well, you can burn the bacon, but please don't scorch that little old bitty sausage. Loving you's like frying bacon naked, and that's how I feel when you get through with me. Loving you's like frying bacon naked, and that's how I feel when you get through with me. Woo! What made God? Real passionate here, friends, this next part. Real passionate. What made God put thorns on a rose? He's got his reason, I suppose. What makes a woman wanna treat her man like cold fat back in a hot frying pan? Woo! All right, thank you, friends.
Amen.
All right, this is my. Okay, excuse me. This is my last song. I'd like to send this out to all my Florida Barbecue Association brothers and sisters out there. Everybody's gonna be in the spirit world tonight, and ain't nobody gonna get no sleep. You can kiss our ass. We're from the FBA. We cook year round down in FLA. When you're freezing cold, covered in snow, we got a big margarita and offsets of blowing smoke. Been to Kansas City, our suntans look pretty. The judges like our style. The warmers up there, they'll show their feet. Missouri should be proud. In summertime, down in FLA, the mother cooking can't be seen. Cause they're all up north, scratching their meat, reading about us in a magazine. You can kiss our butt. We're from the FBA. We cook year round down in FLA. When you're breathing cold, got a bottle of Crown Royal and an offset blowing smoke.
Hey, folks, we want to thank everybody for coming by the Barbecue Superstars radio show tonight. And I just want to let everybody know that we are now on www.ownzones.com. We got a pay-per-view channel on there. You can watch all the cooking and Dre's plays and competition stuff on that channel. And we're working on our Barbecue Superstars Barbecue Superstore. And I think if you'll check, we've got a lot of new stuff at the checkout and stuff. Get a 10% discount for using Facebook. Whole lot of stuff. So go on, check it out. We got the best prices in the industry. And we'd appreciate if you'd come and check out the Barbecue Superstars Barbecue Superstore. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by, and hope you all have a good night. Thanks for Lori Frazee and Jim Elser doing that show. And we'll talk at you next time.